Welcome to Perfect Health Today. Your host, Dr. James Hopkins, will be taking your calls at 308-8867 and toll free at 866-308-8867. Perfect Health Today is all about natural health, health remedies, health problems, and ways to improve your health. And now the host of Perfect Health Today, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Good evening. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio here in San Antonio, Texas. Before we get started tonight, folks, I want to tell you that all of the opinions expressed on the program, of course, are mine. They do not necessarily reflect the views or the opinions of the management, staff, or advertisers of KLUP Radio. Also, last week we talked about MRSAs, which are organisms that are resistant to antibiotics and other drug-resistant pathogens. The SA stands for a particular type of pathogen. But last week I talked about we used antibiotics too much. I also recommended using oils and boosting your immune system, some other natural therapies. Is that sensible? Well, tonight what we're going to talk about is herbal versus pharmaceutical treatments. We're going to talk about fighting and maintaining pathogens and also maintaining and restoring our health with either pharmaceutical drugs or herbal products. And we're going to try to be as fair and as reasonable and as open-minded as possible. I may be a little bit sarcastic occasionally if I read something that's particularly stupid or obnoxious, but other than that, we're going to be fair and balanced. I think somebody else already tagged that line, though. The first thing we want to do is we want to ask a question. What is the truth about herbs and nutritional supplement safety? Are they safe? Well, that's one of the questions we're going to ask tonight, and you guys are going to get to be the jury. You're going to get to make the decision on whether nutritional and herbal and dietary supplements are actually safe. And we're also going to talk about the dangers of pharmaceuticals. Now, obviously, this seems like an unfair comparison because we see all the time on the television these attorney firms that are saying, you know, if anybody in your family took so-and-so and so-and-so and you had birth defect, this, please call us. You may be entitled to a settlement. So obviously the pharmaceutical companies are in trouble because they put out some drugs that aren't too good. And we're going to talk about some of those. But primarily, folks, we're going to talk about overall how safe are pharmaceutical drugs and also how safe are herbal and nutritional supplements. Now, there's a common theory or belief, I guess I should say, that all herbal and nutritional supplements are safe. They're natural, and they should be, you know, have no problem with them. And that's not necessarily so. But it also is a lot less than what some people would lead you to believe. Now, to start out with, we're going to read an article tonight, and this is from a health researcher and everything. And it starts out kind of strangely. It says, America was rudely awakened to a new kind of danger on September 11, 2001, terrorism. The attacks that day left 2,996 people dead, including the passengers on the four commercial airliners that were used as weapons. Many feel it was the most tragic day in U.S. history. Four commercial jets crashed that day, but what if six jumbo jets crashed every day in the United States, claiming the lives of 783,936 people every year? That would certainly qualify as a massive tragedy, wouldn't it? Well, forget what if. The tragedy is happening right now. Over 750,000 people actually do die in the United States every year, although not from plane crashes. They die from something far more common and rarely perceived by the public as dangerous: modern medicine. Now, I'm going to give you some information tonight, folks, before I get into all of these articles and statistics and things, and I'm going to tell you. I'm sure all of you are familiar with hyperbole, you know, this an exaggeration or overblowing facts and figures and things, or just in common speak, just being overblown. There's a lot of the statistics and things that are, I don't know, there's a lot of variation between them. The facts are some people, some groups say that X number of people are killed every year by drugs, and then other groups say there's a lesser number. And we're going to be quoting these differing companies and agencies, and some of them are medical, and there's going to be a discrepancy between the numbers. And folks, the reason is because I think they all figure it out a different way, or they try to minimize it in some cases, and I think they overblow it in other cases. So the numbers I give you, we're going to use these, and we're going to just take these tongue-in-cheek for right now, and we're just going to do an overall evaluation. But anyway, this guy says 750,000 people are killed by modern medicine. Now, this is something that's called iatrogenic death or iatrogenesis. And we're not going to talk about that tonight. We're going to try to maintain a focus on drugs and drug-related deaths. Now, healthcare today comprises 15.5% of the United States gross national product, with a spending reaching $1.4 trillion. But it also, this article goes on to say, By accepting conventional medicines, patients voluntarily continue to walk into the leading cause of death in America. Now, it's accepted that heart disease is supposed to be the number one killer of people and that cancer is number two, but there's a lot of organizations that are outside the American Medical Association that say that modern medicine is the number one cause of death, and that's primarily due to wrong prescriptions, over-medication, overtaking of medications, and a host of other things that are due to with medication, prescribing the wrong drug and different things, and bad reactions and a whole host of things. But the bottom line is whether it's the number one cause or what the American Medical Association admits is that maybe the number three or the number four cause of death in America, it is a very serious problem. The reason that it's a serious problem is not just because of the deaths it causes, but the hundreds of thousands of people, folks, that are damaged every year because of prescription drugs. Because on this program, on numerous occasions, I've talked about the fact that pharmaceuticals are poisons. There is no safe pharmaceutical drug. That's that we all have some type of reaction. And I'm going to make a point here that I'm going to make when we're talking about herbs later on. Everyone is a different biological entity. We're different physiologically than any other human being in the world. And what reaction we have to something is not the same as any other person. This definitely includes drugs, because in drug ads, if you watch a drug ad, it states somewhere in the drug ad, they will have a little blurb in there and say, some complications include, you know, irregular heartbeat, blindness, rashes, this, and death. In every pharmaceutical ad, everyone, most common side effects are death. So the reason is because everybody reacts to these things differently, and we can have a really bad reaction to a drug, and it can kill us. And because of this, and because of all the side effects, it seems that drugs aren't a really safe way to go. Now, sometimes there's nothing else that we can do, but that's also what we're going to talk about later tonight. Now, I'm going to look at another article here. It says, healthcare reform, United States, current medical malpractice, healthcare errors, and la, 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 la. And this is from an article, Cricket Diane's web blog, and this talks about a lot of things here. But it says, current population in the United States, 278 million and a few thousand. At deaths from pharmaceuticals, 165,000 confirmed. Now, once again, folks, when they say confirmed, everybody have these little different other ways of doing it. Now, the other article talked about 750,000 deaths from modern medicine. That's all causes. This one, 165,000 deaths from pharmaceuticals. Now, this is a number, folks, that's pretty much in the ballpark of all the articles from different companies, doctors, research papers and different things, not natural health companies, but other companies, $165,000 cases is pretty in the ballpark. Now, it says that this is a 165,000 deaths a year, folks, from just pharmaceuticals, puts it way up there in the leading causes of death in our country. And I think maybe we can see here by this information that this is something that is of serious concern. Now, I'm going to read another article here, and it's by two researchers. Let me think. One of them is JM Pharmacy Associate and Frank JM Pharmacy Associates, 2001, Frank R. Ernst and Amy J. Grizzle. That's kind of an interesting name. It says, to date, the 1995 estimate of $76.6 billion for the annual cost of drug-related morbidity and mortality resulting from drug-related problems in the ambulatory setting in the United States reflect current treatment patterns and costs. I'm going to see if I can cut out all this this jargon. It says that $76 billion was an estimated annual cost for drug-related death and illness in 1995. It goes on to say, for this study, they employed certain kind of things, and in the United States in the year 2000, that they estimated that it was going to go up using this model to treatment to 1,000 billion, $1 trillion, and the cost of a combined treatment failure and resulting new medical problems was $1,488 billion. So we see that not only does this use of drugs and everything kill people, but it also costs a lot of money in care and treatment for people. Now, this is from people that are pharmacy assistant, and this is an assistant director, Center for the Health Outcomes and Pharmacoeconomic Research, College of Pharmacy at the University of Arizona in Tucson. This is Frank R. Ernst and Amy J. Grizzle. Now, obviously, they are pretty familiar with pharmacy and pharmacological information, since this is a pharmacy college. And this is pretty disturbing, because what it shows is that there's a tremendous amount of damage done to people, and it's costing the healthcare system an unbelievable amount of money. So not only is it something that's damaging health-wise, it's also damaging monetarily, because it costs people money to, you know, treat these problems. And the reason they're having to treat these problems is because it's very rarely that the medical profession cops to the fact that it's their fault. Now, we do have to, because of that music, we do have to go to a break real quick, folks. We'll be back, and we're going to talk more about pharmaceuticals and herbal products. Stay tuned.
Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins. Every week on Perfect Health Today, we talk about your health and how important it is to your life. Another important part of your life is protection for your family and our assets. Please contact my good friend and sponsor, State Farm agent Carlos Miranda. Protect your family's financial future. See Carlos today. Call him at 210-695-2880 or go on the web to sfmiranda.com. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Every week on the show, we talk about the need for good quality nutritional support. My friend and fellow healthcare professional, Rhonda Bone, the owner of Rhonda's Nature's Way, has dedicated over 40 years to the study and implementation of healthy living. She carries a wide variety of nutritional products, including the products we talk about each week on our show. She has two convenient stores to serve you, and both stores have quality staff to answer your questions. Please call her at 344-1482 or on the web at rondasnaturesway.com and see what true quality products and information can do for your health.
Hi, it's Milton Glick from Milburgers Landscape Nursery at 1604 on Boulevardy Road. Milburgers is the place to go right now for unique gifts and everything you need to create a wonderful holiday. This is the time to get your Christmas tree, and Milburgers is the place to go. Milburgers is full of beautiful trees. It's the best selection of fresh-cut Christmas trees in South Texas. Noble firs, the most elegant tree available. Fraser firs, voted the most popular tree in America. And Nordman firs. This is the most popular tree in Europe, and with less fragrance, it's a great choice for those with allergies. Milburgers has living container grown Christmas trees. Choose from a large selection of trees, including Italian stone pine, Aleppo pine, and more, on sale at 10% off. This Saturday at Milburgers, come celebrate the Cowboy Christmas with a Texas weather band, delicious chili, the Little Red Choo Choo, and much, much more. So come out for cool music, hot chili, and great Christmas trees and gifts at Milburgers Landscape Nursery, 1604 on Boulevardy Road.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and deliberate treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web to goto.pht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Before I forget about it, folks, this is a call-in show. Phone number is 308-8867, outside the calling area, 866-308-8867. Now, real quickly, I need to correct something I said. I said a trillion, 105 billion. Actually, it's $110 trillion, $500 million. I counted too many zeros there. Anyway, the facts are that by all of these articles, we see there is a significant problem with drugs and their usage in America. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this segment. I'm going to read one more article. This is from Ethan Hump, Natural News, Thursday, October 30th, 2008. Now, all these articles are from 2008, 2009, 2010, around there. It says, drugs kill more people than ever, reports find. And, folks, that's the problem, because the thing is, taking a break from these articles for just a second. Over the last 20 years, I think if you sit back and go through your mental history, your recollections of things, it seems like for the last 20 years, there's been a host of new drugs. And when they changed the laws and drugs were able to start being advertised on television, and they were able to use commercials to tell people that they needed this and that, and they were having this problem, that the actual usage of drugs has gone up. And the reason that this usage of drug has gone up is our problem. I'm getting a call. Anyway, the usage of these drugs has gone up, and it's actually our fault, the people's fault. Because a lot of doctors, medical professionals, they say that their patients come in and actually demand these drugs. They see it on a commercial and they say, oh, that's me. That's what's wrong with me. And they go to their healthcare provider and they say, I saw this on television. This is what I think I need. And a lot of times people are demanding these pharmaceuticals that are being developed because they think that that's what they need to correct their problems. Also, one of the things that doctors talk about is the fact that their patients come in demanding antibiotics, even when they tell them, this is not going to correct the problem. This is not going to help what's wrong with you. The people determine that they need an antibiotic. Antibiotics are not effective against some organisms, folks. And yet that doesn't stop people from believing they are panacea. They're something that, you know, they're going to kill everything and they're going to make us well when we feel bad. And we get psychological relief from going in to the doctor and getting a shot. You know, I don't know how many times I've talked to people and they've told me, oh, yeah, I got this or I got that. And I went into the doctor, I got a shot. Folks, our health isn't in a shot. Being well isn't in a shot. Being well isn't in a pharmaceutical drug. You know, most of the pharmaceutical drugs out there, folks, in limited instances, are beneficial. But unfortunately, because of a host of reasons, and most of them financial, the drug companies push these pharmaceuticals because they need to make a profit. It costs a lot of money to be able to make a drug. And the reality is they can't stay in business unless lots of people are taking their drugs. Now, the circumstances are, though, a lot of these drug companies make more money than any other companies out there. They're the most profitable or some of the most profitable companies in existence. So the question arises as, do we need to take as many of these pharmaceuticals as we do? And really, the answer to that, folks, is no, we do not. In fact, most of the time, we can get by without drugs, folks. We can get back by without these pharmaceuticals. What we have to do, though, is we have to take charge of our health. Now, one of the things that I talked about earlier, it said that, you know, or I said that, you know, everybody's different physiologically. We're all different in how we react to things. And a lot of these drugs, folks, they cause side effects. But even worse, if we're taking more than one drug, we have the potential of three times the side effects. One for each of the drugs we're taking, and then for the combination of drugs, the side effects that they can cause by using the combination of drugs. And once again, in fairness, we're going to talk a little more about this when I talk about herbal supplements. There's a probability and a problem in maybe taking supplements also and taking them in the wrong circumstances or taking the wrong types or taking the wrong amounts. There's also a problem, folks, in taking pharmaceutical drugs and taking herbal supplements together. There can be some conflicts there, or there can be some exacerbation of the effectiveness of both the drug or the herb. And you should never, and this is something for even if you continue taking drugs and you want to take herbs, or if you take a combination of both, or you take either or, this is something that you need to know. When you deal with your medical care provider, whether it be a doctor or a naturopath or anything else, you should tell them what you're taking. I never have a patient consultation without asking them what are they taking, both pharmacologically and also nutritionally and herbally, because it makes a difference what we're taking, because all of these things, whether they're pharmaceuticals or whether they're herbal or nutritional supplements, folks, are going to change how we react and what we need and what we shouldn't be taking, because we don't want to do too much of anything and cause a problem. So the bottom line, are pharmaceutical drugs dangerous? That's what one of the things that I ask at the beginning of the program. Well, yes. The dangers from pharmaceutical drugs are not just that you can die from it. You know, some reports say 121 million people, let me go back and read that statistic so I don't want to make another 100 and 65,000, 186 million, yeah. 165,000 people in one article, 121,000 people in another article. I saw one article that said somewhere between 135,000 and 250,000 people killed, die from pharmaceuticals. But that's not the only fallout from these drugs, folks, because there's hundreds of thousands of other people that have bad drug reactions, or they have continuing problems from the pharmaceutical drugs they're taking. They have other circumstances, conditions, or pains, aches, or side effects that don't kill them. They just, you know, destroy their quality of life. So are they dangerous? Yes, they are dangerous. Are they problematical? Without a doubt. The medical profession, pharmacologists, natural herbal remedy people, the natural health industry, they all say the same things. The pharmaceutical companies say that their drugs cause side effects and are dangerous. So there isn't any question about that. The question is, what do we do about it? Well, there's several things that we can do, folks. Number one, as I stated last week about the MRSAs and other pathogens that are being treated by antibiotics, don't take drugs unnecessarily. Look for a way to ameliorate any circumstance you have, and instead of taking a pharmaceutical, because they do have complications and problems. We're going to talk about that a little more in the next segment. We're going to have to go to break here in just about a minute. But the facts are, we can limit the amount of pharmaceuticals we're taking if we just use a little common sense. Now, we'll talk more about this, folks, and we're going to start talking about the dangers of herbal supplements in the next segment. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors and news from KLUP.
KLUP time is 6:30.
With SRN News, I'm Gordon Griffin. The man accused of fatally shooting a Virginia Tech police officer before committing suicide this week had never given friends or former classmates any indication that he could be violent. Nick Robinson, a history major at Radford University, says 22-year-old Ross Truitt Ashley was friendly and nice. Senator John Kerry has met in Cairo with members of the Islamist group that's set to dominate the new Egyptian parliament. Officials of the Muslim Brotherhood are vowing to respect civil rights and international treaties that have been signed in the past. That assurance could be an attempt to calm fears that the group may try to re-examine Egypt's peace treaty with Israel. A national unity government has been sworn in as part of a deal with Yemen's embattled president to step down after nearly a year of protest against his rule and a crackdown that has killed hundreds. Many protesters reject the deal. More details at srnnews.com.
Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember 512-825-1473 or go on the web to goto.pht.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and delivered treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Are you or your child suffering from attention or hyperactivity issues? If so, it's not because of a drug deficiency. Now there's a natural way to address your lack of focus and concentration. Voxes Attend is a natural three-dimensional product designed to help children and adults alike. Attend helps improve attention, concentration. Before you resort to harsh drugs with possible side effects, try Attend today. Thousands of people of all ages have benefited from the great results of Attend. Start enjoying the great feeling of staying focused and on task, allowing you to get the most out of your day. Ask for Attend at Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations, 624 Southwest Military in Shopper City Mall and 8059 Callahan at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. We are so confident that you will see results with Attend. We are offering you the opportunity to try it risk-free. Remember, if you can't pay attention, you need Attend.
The relationship's been great. I've been very, very fortunate to have Documation as a partner.
That was UTSA head football coach Larry Coker talking about Documation's role with the Roadrunners Athletic Department. Cindy Jorgensen, CFO for SWBC, relies on Documation for a complete managed print services relationship.
They've helped us in establishing what is acceptable, what's required, what is quality, what is not quality, what needs to be color, what needs to be black and white, and it's helped our facilities team know what to expect. They can rely on the services of Documation. They can rely on the recommendations.
Documation's people understand business technology and the role it plays in helping our clients stay ahead of their competitors.
I think that Documation has been a great business partner. From a leadership standpoint, there's no question that they have a great group of people.
If your business needs solutions and not just someone selling you hardware, call Documation at 341-4431 or visit Mation.com.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. James Hopkins, and you're listening to Perfect Health Today on News Talk 930 KLUP Radio in San Antonio, Texas. Once again, the phone number 866-308-8867. You can drop the 866 and just dial 308-8867 if you're in the local area. Now, before the break, we were talking about, are pharmaceuticals dangerous? Well, yes, folks, we came to the inescapable conclusion. Medical professionals, pharmaceutical companies, natural practitioners, independent researchers, pharmacologists, all agree pharmaceuticals are dangerous. And they cause a lot of deaths every year, you know, hundreds of thousands. At least over 100,000. Some people say over 200,000. So anyway, it's a lot. The other thing is it causes damage and harms or causes problems with hundreds of thousands of more people. So there, the conclusion of that is inescapable. Well, what about herbs? Well, first of all, we're going to talk about some herbs, and we're going to use some articles that were written, and I'm going to read these, folks, and I'm going to read excerpts from them because I don't have time to read all of them. But these are articles that are condemnatory of herbs and supplements. And we're going to read them, and then we're going to read some other things about herbs. This first one is from a place called the Skeptivet blog, and the person doesn't even put their name on here who they are. It says some of the most popular forms of alternative medicine are the myriad herbs and dietary supplements, a faux category created by the 1994 Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which is the SHEA, to allow marketing of unproven drugs without regulatory oversight. These nostrums, which are placebos, are potentially more useful than outright quackery, like homeopathy or energy medicine, because they contain actual physiologically active chemicals. Ooh, there's a guy that actually says that herbs have physiologically active chemicals. Says, unfortunately, that means that these are also more likely this guy can't write. It says most likely for of CAM to cause more direct harm. CAM stands for conventional and alternative medicine. There have been numerous examples of this kind of harm in the past. Kidney failure caused in traditional Chinese medicine, lead poisoning from contaminated Ayurvedic and Chinese preparations, and death from ephedra-containing supplements such as Ma Wang are among the most dramatic and well-publicized examples. Below is an extensive list of references regarding these and other examples. I'm going to slow down so I don't stumble over these words. If I don't get to cover all this, we just won't get to cover all of this. It says, another article on the subject that recently caught my attention was entitled Dietary Supplement Polypharmacy, an Unrecognized Public Health Problem, published in ECAM. The article is essentially a series of anecdotes, so of course it proves nothing about the overall impact of herbal remedies. However, the theme that emerges from the case's reporting strikes me as key to understanding the risks of such treatments. The cases almost all involve people who took herbal preparations for more physiological than medical or rational reasons. They generally took a variety of supplements, often with no systematic dosing or schedule or even an understanding of what they were taking or what the intended effects or possible side effects were. This is only possible because these people accepted the baseless notion that somehow, because they were natural, these preparations could be expected to have beneficial effects without any risk. Any dose-response relationship or any of the usual limitations known to affect pharmaceuticals. I think he meant known to affect pharmaceuticals. So let's break this down. First of all, he's saying that the theme emerges that most of these are cases where people self-prescribe, self-dose, and take whatever they want, and they've had some problems with it. Well, folks, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, since it's only a week or so after Thanksgiving, you can harm yourself physically by eating too much turkey and dressing and cranberry sauce. I mean, anything that you do in excess, if you drink 40 beers on an empty stomach, folks, it's going to cause some problems. And I call that self-medicating if you're drinking 40 beers. So the reality is, nothing is safe. Nothing is safe if we do it to an extreme that borders on idiotic. So, you know, I recommend that people never take supplements without first getting some kind of recommendation or some guidelines or some advice from a healthcare practitioner. I tell people all the time, you know, if you have a question about something, call me on the phone. I'll be happy to tell you. If you go into Rhonda's Nature's Way and ask her about a particular supplement or taking supplement, folks, the lady is very smart. Her mom is in her other store, and she has very knowledgeable people in her stores. They have two stores. They're going to tell you that, no, it's not a good idea. Like, I'm going to take one thing here. Several years ago, they took Ma Wang and ephedra off the market. The Chinese have been using it for 4,000 years. And why? Because they have natural practitioners. They're called doctors of oriental medicine or acupuncturist or master herbalist and things like that. They tell people what they need to take. Now, yes, if you take too much ephedra or you take too much Ma Wang, absolutely. Is it going to be damaging to you? Yes. But they jerked this supplement off the market because I think there were one or two deaths and there were a couple of dozen people that were sick. Now, is that balanced? Even the lowest estimates, folks, drugs kill 100,000 people a year and damage hundreds of thousands of people. Did they jerk all the drugs off the market? Don't think so. But because one or two people died because of abusing an herb, and under a couple of dozen people were ill because of abusing an herb, well, it was jerked off the market. And the headlines and the bad press from it was unbelievable. And you got guys like this that are talking about people that are taking these herbal preparations and more for physiological than medical or rational reasons. You know, a lot of times, the medical doctors, because they don't know anything about herbs, they have a skeptical view of them because they don't understand that they have tremendous physiological effect on the body. Now, are herbs safer than drugs? Unquestionably, they are a lot safer than drugs. But you can abuse them and you can cause damage if you're not careful. Now, it goes on to say, ironically, the people discussed in the article also reported turning to herbs and supplements because of fears of the side effects of conventional medical therapies. Well, is that stupid? No, I think that's pretty sensible. This is similar to the attitude reported in the study of asthma patients. Clearly, any therapy that has measurable effects is going to be tinkering with a complex and massively interconnected system, and this makes it highly likely that unanticipated or undesirable effects will occur as well. Now, this is a point about this that I wanted to read. In scientific medicine, it is understood that all therapeutic decisions require a cost-benefit analysis. In other words, in scientific medicine, you got to understand there's going to be benefits and detriments. And that while it is appropriate to avoid unnecessary interventions, while it's necessary to avoid unnecessary uses of drugs, and they tend to have an exaggerated awareness of the risk while taking the benefits for granted. Oh, excuse me, I skipped there. Clearly, many circumstances in which the risk of the treatment are far outweigh the potential benefits. Now, what he's saying is sometimes you can take drugs and they're not a good idea because of the benefits are outweighed by the risk. And I think I said that just a few minutes ago. But he goes on to say that in camp therapies, people feel like, oh, it's okay, it doesn't matter, because herbs are safe because they're natural. Well, that isn't necessarily so. Now, I'm going to go on to another article, folks, and this is by a guy that talks about respectful insolence. He's a doctor, and he's quite a skeptic, and it goes on. He studied all these things, and there are a couple of statistics in here, but unfortunately, I'm going to have to wait until after the break, I believe, to get into all of this. But I want to say why don't we go ahead and go to break, and we can come back early. We're going to go ahead and go to break, folks, and we're going to pick up this. I'm going to give you some statistics about this one other doctor, and then we're going to talk about some of the herbal products and safety factors. Be right back.
Dr. Mary Atkins has been treating San Antonians chiropractically for 17 years. Her approach is different, with very gentle and specific care for all ages. She tackles some of the toughest cases with great skill and diligence. She's also an expert when dealing with the debilitating problem of neuropathy. Many of her patients receive significant improvement from specialized and deliberate treatment programs and develop a new idea of wellness. If you're wondering how much better you can feel, call Dr. Mary Atkins at 210-930-6937.
Hello, this is Dr. James Hopkins. Every week on Perfect Health Today, we talk about your health and how important it is to your life. Another important part of your life is protection for your family and our assets. Please contact my good friend and sponsor, State Farm agent Carlos Miranda. Protect your family's financial future. See Carlos today. Call him at 210-695-2880 or go on the web to sfmiranda.com. Remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Every week on the show, we talk about the problems and solutions that we face to lead a healthy life. I realize that some need more time and attention than I can provide during our show. If you are facing a difficult health problem, please call me at 512-825-1473 to schedule an appointment for a private consultation. Come and see how the natural approach to healthcare can have some distinct advantages and solutions to some of today's truly serious health issues. Remember, 512-825-1473 or go on the web to goToPHT.com. I'll be waiting for your call.
Hi, this is Rhonda Bone of Rhonda's Nature's Way, two locations to serve you. We all have some unwanted fat we want to get rid of. Try Anumed EHCG, a homeopathic fat release system. It displays no known adverse side effects, targets the abnormal fat deposits that we don't want for well-needed energy. Increased blood flow for fat burning with a healthy lifestyle plan and no dips in your sugar levels. Come in and get your information on AnuMed EHCG at Rhonda's Nature's Way 2 locations. 624 Southwest Military Drive at Shopper City Mall. Call 210-924-6922 and 8059 Callahan at the Grandview Shopping Center at the corner of I-10 West and Callahan. 210-344-1482. Rhonda's Nature's Way, 2 locations.
Catch the world and everything in it. Tonight at 7, here on News Talk 930 KLUP.
Welcome back to Perfect Health Today with your host, Dr. James Hopkins. Feel free to call toll-free 866-308-8867. Once again, here's Dr. James Hopkins.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to Perfect Health Today. Now, I was going to give you some statistics. I was talking about this one guy. His nom de plume here is Oric. What he says in this article is the fact that in the day of pomegranate, lycopene, and other magic potions that may help you, and that's very important, may help you, the realities are that the supplement industry is largely unregulated. The Institute of Medicine and the Food and Drug Administration have found that health claims are largely unsupported, and 3, supplement use can be associated with death. Now, we're going to talk about all of these things, folks, and we're going to go through this, but some of this stuff is ridiculous. One of the quotes in one of these articles I had, it said that statistics show that 230 people have died from supplements since 1983. 230, that's 230 in the hundreds. So I'm not going to address these things about that is unsubstantiated and all this kind of stuff, but I will address this part about May. You know, it says it's unregulated by the FDA. That is so far out of reality that it's not even funny. I can't even comment on it. The FDA is constantly down on herbal manufacturers and everything, and they are scouring them trying to find any discrepancies in what they do. And he said, "You may be, you may have a herbal product." That may provide a result. He says, we have not yet identified a way to prevent prostate cancer. It may be that we have instead identified means to accelerate prostate cancer, because he's saying that the two herbal supplements cause prostate cancer in these people. They can't prove it, but that's what they say. Before you start to take supplements, see if they are being promoted as something that may, that word again, provide a result. If they are, be careful. You want something that will provide a result. Well, you know, folks, you know why that's so ridiculous? If you put on a website or put in your literature that any herbal product does anything positively, they can arrest you and put you in jail. They can close your website. And in fact, there is numerous cases where even people with research have put on their websites that a particular supplement or nutritional product has beneficial properties. The FDA contacts them and forces them to remove it from their website. So they are forced to put on their websites and on their information, there have been some, and it has been shown that you may have benefits from it, because the FDA restricts them saying anything directly positive about the benefits of herbs. Now, is that a fair playing field? Oh, I don't think so. Now, do they say on the drugs that you take, is there a warning label on the drugs that you take saying this will possibly kill you? No, they don't. And yet the reality is they kill hundreds of thousands of people a year. Now, death by pharmaceuticals, health risk of herbal dietary supplements. This is an article by Dr. James A. Duke. It says the front page of the health section of the Washington Post read, mounting evidence suggests that increasing numbers of Americans are falling seriously ill or even dying after taking dietary supplements. Now, he goes on to say, my immediate reaction is mostly nonsense and some truth. The nonsense is fertilizing fears among the lay public and driving them back into the waiting arms of the greedy pharmaceuticalists. Two of my good friends were so alarmed by the negative press on herbs that they stopped herbs completely. The growing health concern from mass media articles are being fertilized by trigger-happy journalists, pharmaceutical manufacturers and promoters, and physicians who know so little about herbs, many of them unfamiliar with the statistic from the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, that prescription drugs are killing 140,000 Americans a year. That's one more. We're in the ballpark there, 140, 165, 120. 140,000 Americans a year. Herbs, now this is from the Journal of the Association, the American Medical Association, says herbs, through abuse or exceeding recommended dosages, are killing fewer than 100. So let's look at this here. Drugs are killing, by the American Medical Association. Now, I don't know who these guys are, but I think they probably know something about drug usage. Drugs are killing 140,000 Americans a year, and herbs are killing 100. Where's the danger, folks? Is it taking herbal supplements? I don't think so. The facts are that unless you're abusing herbal products, folks, they're not likely to cause you any damage. Now, how can you make sure that you don't abuse herbs? Well, folks, you got to get educated, and you can't just go to the store and say, oh, I heard this article, I heard this radio show, or I saw this commercial, or I read this article about this new herbal supplement, or you get something in the mail. You know, my mother's 79, she's going to be an 80 in March. She gets this thing all the time. It says, new discovery, you know, lycopene, this and that, and this is fantastic for all these things, buy this. And, you know, of course, they want to sell it to you. Well, a lot of you out there read these things, and you decide, oh, well, that's good for you. I better go buy some of that. Folks, that's not the way to take anything, by just getting a little blurb from someplace and them telling you that that's what you need to do. You need to research. You need to understand what you're taking, because, as I said, natural products, are they dangerous? Well, in some instances, absolutely, especially if you're self-medicating, if you have an allergic reaction. I have a lady right now that is a patient that has an allergy to sulfates and sulfur. Well, it's a natural product, folks, but it causes her damage because she has an allergy to it. And also, some of the most potent poisons in existence are natural products. You know, if you go into the rainforest, I'm sure you can find all kinds of herbs, you know, while it's left and everything. Maybe that's why they're destroying the rainforest and everything. They're getting rid of all those dangerous herbs. God, I never thought of that. The fact are, anything can be dangerous, folks, if you do not exercise some common sense and take some steps to make sure that what you're doing is prudent and sensible. It's always a good idea, I have said this on every show, to consult a healthcare provider. Now, do you want to go to your medical doctor and ask him whether taking ephedra or vitamin E or any of these other things is beneficial? Well, probably not, because he doesn't know that much about it. Now, another thing I want to say really quickly, we have the opportunity to take and use a lot of things and everything for our healthcare right now. Hopefully that right and that freedom remains. But we also have a need for using our heads when treating anything. It's not very difficult to find a practitioner or somebody that's knowledgeable. Like I said, Rhonda, the people in her stores are knowledgeable. If you go to most health food stores, the people are knowledgeable. Now, that's not the case every time. I know that Rhonda is, because she's been in the business for 40 years, and her mom's been in longer than that. But the fact is, there is information out there that you could read numerous articles finding out about taking different products. You will never find an article that says taking unlimited amounts of ephedra or Ma Wang is safe. You will never find an article saying taking unlimited amounts of any type of herb is safe. But the bottom line, are they safe? For the most part, absolutely. The guy that wrote the article, Dr. Duke, said that most of the herbs or most of the supplements and everything that cause problems with people were synthetic. And those are the ones that are made by the pharmaceutical companies. And yes, the healthcare industry, the natural healthcare industry, is not regulated like the drug industry by the FDA. But what good is the regulation by the FDA doing with the drug industry, because they're killing thousands of people every year? Well, folks, I'm really sorry, but we ran out of time. We'll probably touch on this subject again in the future. But remember, you know, God made herbs. Man-made drugs. Which do you think are safer? That's a little common sense. Well, thank you for listening. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Till then, God loves you. Bye-bye.